It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
As we wait to find out the motive for a shocking murder this weekend, we're hearing from a woman who met the suspect before.
Police say it was a Tinder date. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Layton police say Ethan Hunsaker called them to report killing Ashlyn Black. He says he did not know her, but just met her on the Tinder dating app. Last night, her family issued a statement saying a monster took away the life of their girl in a crime as senseless as it was evil. Now, Autumn Daly tells KSL that could have been her. She says she met Hunsaker at work and he started bombarding her with text messages to meet up.
He had mentioned that he just feels like he has no one to talk to and he doesn't have any friends, and that's kind of why he was reaching out to me so often.
Daly says she is heartbroken for the victim's family and cannot imagine what they're going through. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Victims' rights groups are asking people not to shame the victim in this case. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Layton police say 25-year-old Ashlyn Black was stabbed to death early Sunday morning at the home of Ethan Hunsaker, a man she had met just a few hours before on Tinder and who's now been arrested. But Utah Domestic Violence Coalition spokesperson Liz Solis told KSL TV she's concerned that some people are blaming Ashlyn for what happened.
How the victim met the perpetrator, or where or when, the decision to commit the violent acts was that of the perpetrator.
She says victim shaming is not new. It happened after University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick was killed last year. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
We're following a developing story on Mount Tippinogas, where a stranded hiker is expecting to get rescued this morning. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says the 18-year-old Washington State man was trapped last night, but they couldn't get him out. Instead, they dropped off supplies and told him to spend the night. Rescuers were also busy at Stewart Falls, just above Sundance yesterday. They got three different unrelated calls for help, and each one required medical attention.
South Jordan police are sorting out what happened after three men who were supposed to be helping friends move instead got into fights and all three were stabbed. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas has more.
South Jordan police say three men who were helping friends move out of a house on Hillstone Drive late Sunday got into a couple of fights. A 41-year-old man was hurt badly enough to be flown to the hospital in critical condition. Another, 23 years old, had injuries police didn't consider life-threatening. The third man was also stabbed in the back, treated at a hospital, and then taken to jail. Andrew Russell is facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon by a restricted person. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
A healthy reminder as coronavirus restrictions ease. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the head of emergency health at the World Health Organization urges caution as countries begin to drop coronavirus restrictions.
The disease can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions.
Dr. Michael Ryan says a second wave could pop up in localized areas at any time. Throngs of people who partied in Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks over the holiday weekend are urged to self-quarantine. No known infected people were there, but the crowds are packed together, with the mayor saying,
"This is not the kind of image that I think we want to be projecting."
The nation's beaches were also packed with little social distancing. Maryland-based biotech company Novavax begins human trials of their coronavirus vaccine candidate in Australia. 131 volunteers to be injected in the first trial, which determines the safety of that vaccine. Results expected in July. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And President Trump's trip to Florida tomorrow is in question. He's set to watch American astronauts fly the SpaceX rocket to the International Space Station for the first time and told reporters last week,
"I hope you're all going to join me. I'd like to put you in the rocket and get rid of you for a while.
But the forecast calls for storms. The launch could be delayed until Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Fire managers will give a preview today of what they expect heading into Utah's wildfire season. We've had a dry spring, so above-average wildfire activity is expected. We've already had several break out. Fire managers plan to discuss the forecast and how we can do our part to limit fires and stay safe this summer.
A new law capping the price on insulin in Utah will go into effect 7 months sooner than expected. House Bill 207 will go into effect on June 1st. Insurance companies will need to provide their own low or no-cost insulin plan for customers, or they will be held to a $30 cap. For those without insurance, they'll be charged the price for the public employee's health plan, which is about a 60% discount, meaning that a $350 vial of insulin would cost about $100.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. If temperatures are any indication, summer has arrived in the Beehive State.
We are looking at a big heat wave. Now all of a sudden we're going to start thinking about excessive heat and what to do when it gets into the thick of summer, because we've got that thick of summer type weather coming our way a little early this year. In fact, by Thursday and Friday, we're going to reach the mid and maybe even the upper 90s as early as Saturday.
Grant says right now it looks like we could have record high temperatures on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And while it will be hot here along the Wasatch Front in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures 5 of the next 7 days.